Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bitch.
Here we go.
Welcome to another episode of Batch Batch.
Should I use that?
No.
Okay.
We're back again to give you all your Batch Bitch needs. Fill it in with the Batch Bitch in your spare time. And hopefully it will fulfill all your sexual needs too.
Oh my god.
But probably not, because it's just two girls talking about The Bachelor.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Danielle.
That's staying there. Aloha, everyone. Oh my god, we're back again.
You're here for the musical episode of Batch Bitch. Next week, the Halloween episode.
Ooh. Sorry, we will stop. Hello, we're back. It's episode 8. Who could believe it?
We've watched 8 episodes.
They're like an hour and a half long each.
They are so long.
They are so long.
They are so long, and so often not much is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm just, oh my god, I'm watching white noise.
That's how I didn't catch the honeymoon thing, because I'd well and truly tuned out.
Oh, well, don't somebody tune out said of this, though. Honey mead, and I was like, what is honey mead? And I tuned in. That's how we compliment each other.
Callback. A cool callback to a cool episode. The second episodes that we do, I feel, is always worse.
You reckon?
Well.
But we always get better feedback on the second episode, don't we?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because in the first episode we're like business, and then the second episode we're like, we're fatigued.
Yeah.
We've talked too much about The Bachelor. Our brains don't work anymore.
It is a lot of talking about The Bachelor. I've gotten some Skittles, so feel free to have a Skittle if you like.
Thank you.
Bit of sugar. So we're at episode 8 now. And this is the episode in the promo. It was like 4 shock exits.
Yes. They called it Carmageddon.
Carmageddon.
Carmageddon is what they called it on
Hell
the ad.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, oh boy. Somebody wrote Carmageddon and was like, oh yeah, baby. This is what my pay packet is good for. For them. This is why they hire me. A lot of people are a lot flustered, just like me.
What?
A lot of people are just as flustered as me. I'm very bad at speaking sometimes. Like, I just go, bah, 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 bah. It doesn't work. It doesn't sound good.
It's cute. It's quirky. I love it.
Thank you. Hmm. I'm a regular Zooey Deschanel.
You do have the blue eyes.
Thank you.
I notice. So we open at Epping Aquatic Center. Yeah.
Most romantic location imaginable.
Worth noting, I believe this is Epping, Sydney. Epping, an Australian suburb. Sorry, I just wanted to know, like, Epping I feel like is nicer than the Victorian Epping. So there's a suburb in Victoria called Epping, which the only thing I really know about it is, A, it's not a very good place, but B, like, I have half brothers that I have talked about in the past, but I don't really know them. But I talked to one of them online, and he said that the Higgins boys were big in Epping. And I was like, What does this mean?
I've done a bad gig in Epping, which was at a bowls club for Scouts Australia.
That sounds correct.
It did not go well. Firstly, behind me there was a screen playing images of some young scouts who'd gone to Japan for a camp. Mm-hmm. So that was a slideshow was playing in the background behind me while I performed stand-up. Also, on the other side behind me, there was a sort of dessert buffet where they were serving pavlovas and lamingtons. And
sorry, but that sounds like your vibe.
Nobody was paying really much attention. And when they were, it was because I was very new to stand-up. And I was at one point I did a bit about how I thought I had a tapeworm. And pulling it out my bum.
Oh my god!
But it wasn't a tapeworm. I had forgotten to take the plastic off a salami stick that I did. I'd pulled that out of my own bum.
Oh my god!
As I said, I was very new to stand up.
What's wrong with you?
I was very new to stand up.
No,
Naomi.
Not the stand up bit. The pulling plastic out of your ass bit.
Yeah. I was a teenager. It was a story from when I was young.
You heard me react to that story and you're like, yeah, I didn't know how to structure a bit. That's not what I'm reacting to.
No, yeah. So, yes, I pulled plastic out of my bum. I didn't know what was happening. So I had to pull it out. If not, it just would have been in there. And it was like a bit out. It was like 2 centimeters out. And then I had to pull the other like 13 centimeters out. I was in high school, Naomi. I was young. I didn't know.
How did you... 13 centimetres of plastic.
It was like that papery stuff from around the outside of a salami.
I'm so upset.
Sorry. That's fucked up. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
You should have. Bring that bit back, baby.
All right.
It's strange to me that you think that that's like not something that you can put in a stand-up set, just considering some of your other material.
How dare you? Like what, Naomi?
Like the bit where you and your boyfriend
okay.
are in the same bathroom. He's lying in the shower shitting and you're shitting on the toilet.
Yeah, sure.
And you're like making eye contact with him.
Okay, we had gastro then, one time.
Wait, can I spoil the bit?
Yeah, sure.
And then you say that's how you come.
No, don't say I come from shitting in the bathroom. With my boyfriend, I say that I looked him in the eyes, like we looked each other in the eyes when we were shitting because mm-hmm. of the thing. And then I say now when we have sex and we look each other in the eyes, that's when I come hard.
I come hard.
And I haven't done that bit in ages. I did that bit one night because his family are from Tassie. I did that bit one night at a gig in Tassie when both his mum and dad were in the audience. And I remember, like, trying to avoid looking in their vicinity while I was doing that bit.
Why did you do
it? Because I wanted to.
Because it crashed.
Yeah.
It's and a very I was good like, bit.
Listen, I'm sorry, but it's a crusher.
You gotta.
I gotta do the crusher. There's gonna be some casualties. It's the hard world of comedy we live in. Rock and roll, baby.
Yeah. It's always awkward. I did that bit about my half-brothers when my dad was in the audience. And it was about, like, the three sons he abandoned.
And he was like, all right, Naomi.
Bit awkward.
Don't need to mention that, please.
Ooh. It's my real dad, not my stepfather. Just to clarify, I know I've made jokes in the past about him being dead. I mean my stepfather. My real father is very much alive, though we do not talk often. Just to clarify. Hey, Jim. So we're at Epping Aquatic Centre.
Yes.
In Sydney, I believe.
Yes.
Parramatta. Whatever. We're not from New South Wales.
Okay.
And then Nick's swimming in the pool.
He's doing heaps of laps.
Mm. They made him do one lap as the girls enter.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of girls that are there for a group date. And Cassie is like so horny.
She's so flustered by his tight board shorts.
Yeah, he gets out and he's got like the tightest board shorts on and they look disgusting to me.
Yeah. And she does not find them disgusting though. That's how you know that she's his number one babe / admirer.
She's like, he look good. He look good, baby.
I like the way she said it. It was pretty creepy too. She was like, yeah, Nick looked... real good in those tight board shorts. Oh, he looked good. Oh, yeah. Oh, tight. Oh, so tight. Oh.
She wasn't coming.
No, I was just saying that's what it sounded like.
That is such an exaggeration. Wow. Poor little Cass. So Osha's there. You know, he's about. He says they're going to do a first he, like, refers to Nick as, like, a ham, a glazed ham, and I'm like, true. And then he says they're going to do a swimming carnival, like, in school.
Yeah. But this...
Awesome.
It actually, once you see the challenges, nothing like any swimming carnival activity that I have done.
It's at a pool.
That is true. You've got me wrong there.
It's at a pool and they have different coloured teams. That's about it.
That is true.
So they get put into teams of two and then they come out in the bathers with the colour that they're in.
Did you find those bathers to be cut to show so much ass?
Yes, and
people had wedgies and they were trying to pull them out and they were like, "Now we've cut those so that you cannot get that wedgie out." I would hate to be in the yellow too.
Oh, yeah.
The yellow just looked like you were nude but also sort of suffering from some sort of disease.
Yeah, like you had a bit of a kidney issue.
Yeah.
They were so upsetting. They were like they showed a lot of side boob too. Like yeah. They didn't cover the chest properly.
No.
And then they were so high riding, they like reminded me of like Baywatch basically.
Yeah.
Which is back, baby, but...
Not good for any sort of athletic activity.
No. It's almost like they wanted them.
Yeah.
To be showing a lot of skin.
At that point, just put them in bikinis if you're going to do that.
No, I actually think that's a great look compared to bikinis.
Yeah, bikinis are not great, but, you know.
I really did like these bathers. But, again, don't force people to be in them when they're doing, like...
Why couldn't people bring their own bathers?
They had to be the right colour.
Yeah, but you can remember what team you're in. At no point did the swimming carnival at my school specify that we had to wear different coloured swimmers.
Oh, yeah.
We just got out and went, "I'm in Francis."
So, yeah, they're in there. They're in their colours.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing swimming pool bingo. Yet another amalgamation of dumb games to make some sort of sport that is stupid and pointless. So they have all these beach balls in the pool with numbers written on them and then they'll call out a random number and then all the girls scramble and fight to try and find the right ball.
Yeah.
And then an interesting choice by Channel 10 to put cameras underwater. I don't know if you noticed
that
this.
Was very creepy and I was like, why is that there? It just made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just like basically upskirting all of them. While they have these, like, huge wedgies.
Because there's no way, like, you're not going to see anything under the... You're not going to see... Like, unless it was people diving under the water trying to pull people down, there's no reason for that camera to be there.
I think that's why they did it, just in case anyone tried to do anything sneaky under the water. But they didn't even capture that. All they captured was ass.
Yeah. A lot of just... And also, it was, like, not in moments where it was for any reason. It was just like, here's a sexy bum.
Yeah.
And I was like, really ugh.
Fucking gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have to... They're in these, like, the flimsiest... I reckon they must have taped their bathers to their boobs because
they would have had to.
Boobs came out.
Yeah.
And, like, how? How did no boobs come out?
Later on, in the second challenge, the winner, she looked down to make sure that she still had her boobs in the costume.
So they're scrambling to find these balls. Kat's like, "I'm going to cheat." And then she grabs Cassie's leg at one point. Cassie's swimming and she just grabs her leg and Cassie takes it in her stride. Of course she does. Cassie's a beautiful, very nice woman.
Cassie's also very athletic and was absolutely the one to, like, got one of the ones to watch.
Yeah. She's always one to watch.
She's always outside just, like, working out.
Yeah. Everyone's just sitting around on a couch and she's just doing some squats.
Yeah.
Admire her. Do not relate to her, but admire her. And then Kat is still banging on about not being able to know Deanna's name. It's just a lie at this point, for sure. And grabs her bathers at one point, which is extremely rude.
Yeah.
Because these bathers are flimsy enough.
You could have easily ended up with a naked woman in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay for filming. No. TV usage.
Exactly. And then, like, obviously the girl's going to stop and, like, try and pull her bathers, but she got the ball anyway. And Kat is just, like, not in good form. And she goes, Kat goes, "I do not feel bad for attacking Deanna. I would never feel bad for another person."
Okay, so you're a psychopath.
She does laugh after that and she's like, wait, that sounds bad. That. But it's just like you just caught her in this moment of honesty where she's yeah. just like,
I don't care. Listen, I mean, Kat's got a heart of gold, so.
I thought that was iconic, to be honest.
I don't care about other people.
This is feminism. She's a truly empowered woman, I think. Thank you. That's a future I want.
Emily killed it.
Emily. The one who you said had red hair, and I was like, who? The red-haired contestant. There isn't one. But it does, and I texted you this.
Yeah.
You were right. She does have reddish hair.
It is red.
So Emily and Tennille were on a team together and they win. And Kat's like, I don't know what Tennille is happy about. So, you know, you didn't actually contribute to the win. So, I'm like, yeah. But she won.
She won. So what's...
She's happy. What are you... Yeah.
She's happy she's in the winning team. Just like you, yeah. Kat, would be happy if your partner had won for you while you were trying not to drown and pulling people down.
Then they have the final, which is between Emily yeah. and Tennille. And they have to...
Have a Zorb ball race.
Yes. So Zorb ball is like a big plastic inflatable ball that you like slip in.
They look horrible. It looks like my worst nightmare because inside of that ball, guaranteed, it is disgustingly like hot and like stinky and just gross.
That's actually my dream.
Okay. I don't know what you like.
Heat.
Heat and stink.
Well, stink just comes with heat. I'd rather, if I'm in like a room and it's like a bit fresh outside, but then it's like warm inside, even if it's like the air's like stagnant, I'm like, don't open a window. I don't care.
Okay. What about, so I walked into my boyfriend's house the other day and his housemate had ordered Uber Eats and had gotten some sort of fish stir fry.
Nah, fuck that. Fish should be illegal.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I opened up the door and the fish hit me in the face and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And it was like the heater was on and the whole, it reeked of fish. And then I like was like, I'm getting, and I went to the bedroom and the bedroom did not smell of fish. And then I was like out in the lounge room later because my body had gotten used to the smell of fish and I could no longer smell it. And it was like 6 hours later and Jono walked in. And he was like, oh, my God, what the fuck is that smell? And I was like, that is Buzz's fish stir fry that I think he ordered at 3 p.m. because I went and got dinner for him later. He had vertigo, so he couldn't move.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I sat in his vomit.
His vomit?
He vomited. He must have, like, in the middle of the night or early morning, run into the bathroom and vomited into the toilet. And not, like, wiped it or anything. And I walked into the bathroom to do a pee in the morning. I didn't turn the light on because I don't want to get blinded. And I sat down on the toilet and was like, oh, my God.
No.
I've sat in wet. What is this? I hate this. This is hurting me so much. What have I sat in? Oh, who was pissed on the seat? That is disgusting. And then I turned on the light. And that's when I nearly vomited because I was like, oh, it's so much worse than I thought. It's vomit. And then I had a shower.
That's so upsetting.
It was the most upsetting thing to happen to me this week.
Why wouldn't he clean it?
I think he was like honestly so sick because vertigo, he can't like stand up or anything.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. All right. So. Forgiven. Once I was at my ex-boyfriend's house and he wasn't even there. I don't know where he was. But then our other friend was over, so it was just like me and my friend and then my boyfriend at the time's dad, and we all just decided to get drunk together. We got red wine drunk, which I'd never done before.
Yeah.
And then later that night I like vomited in the toilet, but yeah. The lid was down.
Oh.
So it just splashed everywhere, right? And I was so drunk that I thought I'd cleaned it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, cleaned it and stuff, and I was like, oh, all good. And then in the morning, they were like, you have to clean that. And I was like, I cleaned it last night. But I literally just had, like, dry toilet paper and just, like, was yeah. wiping it up. And I walked in, and it was just, like, red just everywhere. It was messed up. And then, like, even up until the point we broke up, I was still seeing, like, little specks of red on the wall that I'd missed.
Oh, my God.
But it's just, like, it's a really clear memory that I'd cleaned it up perfectly and no one could tell.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Red wine drunk is horrible.
I had such a bad headache the next day and I was going to like a music festival.
I don't know how many times if I drink red wine, that's the one that I'll vomit with.
Yeah. Because it's very alcoholic.
Yeah. And I don't,
you don't have to drink much of it.
Yeah, I just know that, like, every time, like, I remember when I was a teenager and I had it and I was drinking at my friend's place and I vomited in the, like, the laundry sink. And I just remember the next day her mum coming out and being like, "Are you okay, Danielle? I heard you vomiting in the laundry sink." And I was like, "Nah, don't worry about it. I pushed it all down the holes."
Oh, oh my God.
She was like, "Ah, well, thank you for that."
Do you know, once, and this was literally a year ago, so this is no excuse. Yeah. I was in Sydney and it was my friend Hum's birthday, friend and writer and co-creator, Hamara Mabba. And she was like going out for her birthday to like a club and I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'll go." Fuck yeah. And then I got so, so drunk, like just way too quick. And I went to the bathroom and I vomited in the sink. But it was one of those plugs that you just like push down and push up.
Oh.
So the vomit couldn't.
No, you know that you can unscrew those.
Well, that's what I thought of. Like a week later, I was like, I should have just unscrewed it. But because like there was just like a huge line for the toilet and I like basically ran into the bathroom. So then for like half an hour, I was just like getting paper towel and trying to like scoop it out and put it in the bin for half an hour. And then I like scrubbed my hands, but I still smelt like vomit. So I just like went home because I was like, God, I stink. It was mortifying.
That is bad. Vomit is the most horrific acidic smell ever.
And it was about a year ago.
That is not good.
Which was really embarrassing. And they're like all these girls and they were like all hanging out in the bathroom. But then after I vomited, they all like started lining up outside the bathroom because no one wanted to be in there with me because it stunk so bad. Oh. It was my whole night. It was just cleaning vomit out of the sink. Oh, it was so sad. Anyway, it's fine.
I liked it. It's good to hear about in retrospect.
Yeah. So Zorb balls. So they get in, they have to like race, like they're on top of the pool in the Zorb balls and they have to race and then Emily wins and Tennille
cannot do it. She moves backwards.
Yeah.
I don't understand how she's so bad at it.
It would have taken a really long time. Oh, that's why they're like, "Is she there? Is she there? Let's call it. She's won." Because they just didn't want to watch it anymore because it would have been a nightmare. And they were still in those tiny, tiny bathers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how has like one of your labias not popped out yet? Do you know what I mean?
I think there would have been because it would have been like, especially because I reckon they were like a one size fits all type of make. They were just like, "We're just going to make them all the same size. Not worry about people's measurements. They're all like little. They'll all fit in." But like, some people are taller than others, and there were a few that I was like, "That is, oh my God, that is really going to be tight on the veg. That is going to absolutely do some flossing."
It was the kind of cut where you couldn't just have like a bikini wax. You had to have like a landing strip wax at most.
Yeah.
That's the most amount of hair you could have for it to not appear on screen. And they would not let you have pubic hair appear
absolutely
on screen.
Absolutely not. Imagine if you had a big bush. I'd have been like, "All right, well, you will be the only girl with board shorts on." Emily wins by a long shot.
Yeah.
They do a little, she won a little date with Nick.
Yeah.
He
says, "This will be interesting because I don't know a thing about her. Could be a diamond in the rough."
Yeah. This is also the least dressed up somebody has gotten for a date.
What's she wearing?
Like a pink jumper and jeans.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, that's just like a laid back look."
Wow, a cool chill girl, some would say. So I really like Emily's tactic here. So she's like, basically, it's late in the game. Mm. I don't know this guy. I'm just going to compliment him to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously he's going to agree with me and then he's going to like me, which
worked. He did.
Like it worked. <'Cause> as soon as he started like talking about it, he's like, "I could see in your eyes and in your soul that you're just a genuine dude. And, you know, I know you're like the Aussie larrikin, you're the footy player, but I know there's more than that. And you're just like such a kind soul and all this stuff." And he's like fucking loving it.
Yeah, he's
and,
like, "Yeah, I am deep."
Yeah.
She knows. She gets me.
She's very perceptive. And, like, the first thing I thought, I was like, he's going to think she's really smart because of this. And then he says that later. It's like, "She's beautiful. She's really smart." It's
like, She can see me. She's got
a
calming
nature.
She can
see that I am a good person. I agree. It's like horoscopes where you like read it and it just like tells you that you're like a really good person and you're like, these horoscopes are real.
She also says that she doesn't need somebody, but she would like to spend time. And Nick is like, wow, an independent woman, that will be good. And then he says that he will make time for a single date with her, which means that she can't go until they have a single date.
Mm-hmm. I reckon she'll get a single date next episode.
You reckon?
Yep.
Foreshadowing.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's not that much time left, is there? I mean, we're halfway through this. People gotta go. She props to her. She really slayed it.
She gets a rose and they have a smooch.
They have a little kiss, which is he doesn't usually kiss them after the little like kiss. A half a date.
But after so many compliments, I mean.
You gotta.
And those teeny tiny bathers.
Yeah, he had to do something about. So then, yada yada, we go back to the house. And then they say, oh, while you're out, we got a date card. A singy.
Singy date card.
A singy.
And then Romy, I think Romy's reading the card, isn't she?
They don't even read the card.
Oh, you didn't?
It's just like, oh, we got a date card. It's Brooke.
Yeah.
They didn't even.
I thought they said, guess who it is. And Kat was like, Brooke. And then she was like, yeah. And then she was like, ugh.
Yeah. But they got it when they were out.
Can obviously. I say, I think Kat is like rightfully upset. Because it's like, this is Brooke's third single date. And this is, Kat hasn't had a single date yet. But she has had one-on-one time. She hasn't had a single date.
She's counting. So Brooke had, A, the batch pad date.
Yeah.
Where she came and they played rugby and whatever.
Yeah.
B, the second date she had.
The family one.
Was after a group date.
Yeah.
She like won that in the group date, which is the same as what Kat did when they played the fucking arrow tag.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like Kat and him only got, like, half an hour this time. Brooke got to go, like, back, meet the family and stuff, which is a lot more, like, connecting.
Yeah, whatever. If you're going to run the numbers, at least do it properly. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. And then now this is a second one-on-one date. Whereas, like...
Yeah, but Kat's, like, she's had three dates. I've had none.
Okay. Kat is... Yes,
and I'm like, you're oversimplifying.
Okay, but I still think Kat is rightfully upset when there's... She hasn't had... There's a few girls who haven't even had a single date yet.
Yeah.
And this is her second single date.
Yeah.
Without winning challenges and things like that.
That always happens though. And like, what? It's so weird because she's like, if that's who you're choosing, then like, I've got a business to run. I could be working on my business, you know, send us all home if you've chosen Brooke. And I'm like, they have to keep the show going. They can't just cancel it halfway through because he's like, I know. Well,
we got an extra short series of The Bachelor this year.
Yeah. And that's for sure what happened in Sam Wood's season when he like had his date with Snez and he was just like, this is the girl I want. Yeah. But then you have to keep dating all the others or it's like bad TV. Like,
yep.
You can't just choose the same girl every single week. But you gotta follow your heart in some respects. So anyway, stop complaining, Kat. You're on The Bachelor. Together? Obviously, he's going to like some girls better. He's going to spend some more time with them. You know he can't send you all at home once. He can't even like tell the girl he loves her and he can't tell the other girls.
Let's not use the word love yet, Naomi.
No, but that's what will happen. They'll get to the top three or four and all the girls will be like, either I'm in love with you or I'm falling in love with you. And he just has to sit there in silence because he can't be like, I don't feel the same way, because then like three of them would have to leave on the spot. And then the other one, he obviously can't say I love you. You know it's going to be ambiguous. You know he's not going to tell you until you're gone.
Do you think he's going to be they'll be like, I love you. And he'll be like, but that's hunky-dory.
He'll have to say something like that. They usually are just like, that's so sweet, thank you. Like, because they can't.
You are a very friendly woman.
Nice.
You are too kind.
It's actually really cute. I can't remember what it was, but in one of the seasons, they like finally got to the end and then he was like, I love you. I'm so glad I can finally say that.
Oh, that's like, nice.
Oh, that's sweet. But you did have two other girlfriends until a day ago.
Yeah.
Ooh. So we go to the date.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Kat's upset. She's having a bitch out. We go to the date and Nick says, I'm very excited to see my little rhinoceros beetles. Which is, I actually think that's really cute.
Jesus Christ, he's already got a pet name for her.
The little rhinoceros beetle. He only calls her the rhinoceros beetle as well, which I think is adorable. So he comes to the house actually to pick her up.
Yeah.
And she says, I've never been picked up for a date before.
That's nice.
Is it?
Well, it's nice.
You've never had someone pick you up? Come on.
Maybe everybody's got public transport.
I'm pretty sure she's from Perth.
Yeah, I don't know.
So he says, every time I see her, I have a tippy-top good time, which is sweet. So then he comes to the bloody house. Kat's sitting there pretending she's happy, but also kind of staring daggers a little bit. And they're all like, hey, We're all your other girlfriends and we're still here. Thank you. And then he picks her up, takes her to a Balinese mansion, which is extra funny considering how pissed off Kat is.
Yeah.
She lives in Bali.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
I tweeted that actually. I was like, wait, does Kat live in Bali? Like as a joke. And someone tweeted back at me. They were like, yeah, she runs a jewelry business there. And then like an hour later, they were like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, a joke. Ha ha. So then they go to the Balinese. There, whatever, there's some plants.
Yeah, there's a man. He's waiting there behind a screen. He's gonna do portraits of them, but they have to describe each other so that he can then do the portraits of them. And Nick...
Yeah, so he hasn't seen them. He's sitting behind a little partition.
Yeah.
And they have to sit down on the other side of the partition and describe each other's faces.
Can I say one of Nick's descriptives for Brooke is he says that Brooke's aura is alluring. Ah, that is easy to draw. Yeah.
That's what pissed me off. It's like, she's describing his hair. She's like, oh, it falls, but it doesn't cover up his great face.
Yeah.
And then she's like, his dimples sort of are in line with his kissable lips. I'm like, A, that's a fucking weird thing to say. B, why are you saying it to a stranger?
Yeah.
How are you going to describe kissable lips?
It's so they're weird. Big and red and juicy, Naomi.
Got like really weirdly intimate. I don't know, creep me out.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
But they're describing it. The first thing Nick says is like she's got like gentle features.
Yeah,
sort of rounded features. Not saying she's fat.
Yeah, she's like a. I liked when he got onto the bit because firstly she was like, oh. When he said that, very random. But then
I'm not saying she's fat. He just said that right to her face.
But then trying to make up for it, he said that her eyes are like womanly, mysterious eyes, like a panther in the jungle.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, you're making me blush. Yuck.
What do you mean?
Womanly eyes? What are womanly eyes? Eyeliner? Do you mean she's wearing eyeliner? Because she is, if that's what you mean. They're eyes.
They're womanly, Naomi. You know how? Because they're in line with tits. If you can see tits on the woman who's got the eyes, they're womanly eyes. It's how you know.
Mysterious, powerful, like a panther in a jungle. Shut up. Anyway. So, yeah, it gets, like, really intimate. They're, like, so horny for each other, describing each other's faces.
So horny. I don't know why this has to continue. Like, I know why because you just told me, but... Seriously, they want to fuck so bad.
Yeah, they do. Couldn't chew through it. So then we cut back to the house. Kat, Alicia and Romy are sitting out by the pool.
Kat has clearly been crying. She has a red nose.
Yeah, obviously.
That's upsetting.
For sure. And so, yeah, Kat's still saying, you know, if that's your choice, send us all home. Brooke, great. Again, I could be working on my business. And then Romy starts complaining about how Tennille last episode was behaving like a child and saying, like, Tennille's so fake and it makes me sick. Which still could be true. I don't know. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt there, but she's still a cunt. And then they're having a chat about that. And then the producer says, is there anything else you want to add? And they're like, nah. And they're like, so you don't want to say anything else? They're like, nah. And they're like, okay. And then there's this shot of, like, the crew walking away with, like, the cameras and stuff. Oh my God, I loved this so much.
Yeah.
This made me do a Maz. Then they just start like, they're clearly still recording. And then Kat, Alicia and Romy just start like mumbling under their breaths. They've got the subtitles on. It's like, do you think I should give him an ultimatum? And they're like, yep, 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 for sure, definitely. And they're like, do you think you'll cry? And then she's like, do you think I should? And they're like, I think it adds to it. It's like, he won't send you home. And then one of them says, get to work, Cinderella. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
That surely had to be scripted. That is
to
fucked.
Work, Cinderella.
Cinderella and her like little evil stepsisters.
Well, but like, why? I don't even understand what "get to work, Cinderella" meant in this context.
Yeah, Cinderella
was
didn't.
Was Kat Cinderella?
Yeah, I think Kat Cinderella, and I think Romy's her fairy godmother.
Get to work, Cinderella.
And Alicia's like one of the little rats who's like, we can do it, we can do it, we can help our Cinderella.
It's also so weird how upset Kat is and like talking to Alicia. She's like, he hasn't spent any time with me, and like I don't even know if Alicia and Nick have made eye contact at this point. She's clearly just here for the ride, for a bit of fun. But it's just so funny that Kat's so upset. She had so much more time with him. Like, she actually has had one-on-one time with him. And Alicia's like, you're right, babe, you got to do something about it.
Alicia's like just a backup.
Yeah.
She's purely to facilitate conversation.
She's a hype man.
Yeah.
She's Flavor Flav.
Maybe she has had one-on-one time, though, and we don't know about it.
Yeah, but she really doesn't seem fazed about him at all. Yeah, so they have, so Cinderella gets to work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever that means. And then we cut back to the date with Nick and Brooke and the drawings are done. And so they sit down on a little couch and then they see them and they look fine.
Yeah. They just look like the man drew what a woman looks like and what a man looks like with curly hair.
Yeah, basically.
It was vectors of humans. Brooke does not look like Brooke.
No. I was really annoyed because he got the eyebrows so wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't you describe her eyebrows properly? Like, they're really good eyebrows. And the drawing had shit eyebrows. And I was really upset about it.
I don't think a lot of people know how important eyebrows are. Like, a lot of men, I don't think they know. And the portrait artist was a man.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think they understand.
He was doing, like, early noughties eyebrows.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, a little bit thicker.
Yuck.
Fuck off. Guy. That was his name. Important information, that's all we give you here. And so then they're sitting down and they're like, oh, this is so cute. Oh, look, we're in the picture together. And then you cut to a talking head of Nick and he says, oh, yeah, there's just something about, yeah, her aura, whatever. And then he goes, she'd be a great wife.
Yeah, what does he mean? She'd be good at just sticking around the house with me. Good to have some chats with.
I think just a good best friend. A good best friend. I took this very genuinely.
You took it very genuinely?
Yeah, not as in she'd be good at, like, making lunch.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
She's a youth worker. She's very nurturing, which is what people want in a woman most of the time. Yeah, she'd be a great wife. And he's like, oh, can I say that? So he's very committed to her.
Yeah.
And I think it's very sweet. And then again, they talk about how she's been through hardship and it makes her realize the important things in life. They just like rehash that. And then he says, maybe I knew her in another life. He feels very connected to her.
Yeah, he feels very connected to her. Because he said it feels right, which I feel like is almost like, I want this one.
Yeah. But for some reason, I still don't think she's going to win.
You don't reckon?
She's very young. I mean, she's only 23. I feel like something's going to happen. Anyway, that's another hot take from me. So, obviously, she gets a rose and they have a big kiss. Love to kiss each other. They're always kissing.
They've had so many kisses.
Yeah.
They've kissed heaps.
Roll around on the grass, kiss. After you meet the parents, kiss.
Kiss here.
After you draw each other's, explain each other's faces, kiss. Kiss those kissable lips.
Yep. Yuck.
How disgusting.
Yeah.
So then we're already at the
we're at the end of the episode now.
How did we get here so quickly?
I think it's been I think because this last bit will take a while.
Oh, that's true.
It is a long cocktail party.
Oh, it is a long cocktail party.
Cocktail indeed. Party. Toga party.
Toga hot. Party. Hot. How disgusting is this?
Horrible. Nobody's 18. Why is this happening?
I don't know.
That photo you put up on the Instagram of Alicia in her dress, which they'd clearly given her a long dress and she was like, no, I'm cutting this.
It's so funny. Friend of the show, who said he's been recommending this to a lot of people and then he realized it's because I've mentioned him every second episode and he's clearly just like good for his ego. So he works in like costume and stuff and he said, I'm not going to name the person or the show, but he's been on worked on like TV stuff before and had women just like famous girls and stuff. They'll just like right before they go out, they just like grab a pair of scissors and just like hack at something because they're like, I want it to look like this. And he's just like standing on the sidelines, just like mortified before they walk.
No.
Yeah, so that's clearly what happened here. Because
you can't have a seam like that.
Huh?
You can't have a seam like that. Like, it was jagged.
What seam? There was no seam.
There was no seam. She cut the seam off, so it was just shredded fabric.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calico, too. Just a sheet.
It was like jersey, I think. Disgusting.
It was horrible.
They're all wearing, like, just the shittiest dresses I've ever seen. I don't know why, like...
You liked Emily's, though, didn't you?
I think Emily looked good. I didn't really like the dress, but I thought she looked beautiful. Very good in that picture. But it was just all the dresses are so cheap and disgusting.
Yeah, I don't understand. You've got a – maybe this was where they wanted to save money for a cocktail party, though. They wanted to save some money on the budget. And they're like, all right, let's get some gold ribbon and some white sheets. We'll make a few dresses out of those. $300, everybody's costumed up.
Yeah, yeah. They call it, like, cheap jersey material, which, like, they just all looked so bad. And they clearly did Tennille's dress first, and they gave her this beautiful dress. And then they're like, everyone has to have a different design. Everyone else got the shit. And then, like, by the time they got to Romy, it was just, like, not a toga at all. It was just a little white dress with some gold on it.
And even, Tennille's hair was amazing too.
Oh, Tennille always looks amazing.
She's just a hot lady.
Stuck up bitch. I'm offside. I'm Team Romy. And anyway, God. So Nick says, oh, yeah, I've been to uni and each time was for a toga party, which I fully believe he's totally the guy who would, like, who didn't go to uni but, like, went to his friend because there was a toga party. Oh, he's like, oh, yeah, I want to see naked once. And I bet he did toga rules.
What's toga rules? Which I never went to uni.
You can't wear underwear, basically.
Oh.
And I remember being, like, 18 at uni and they're like, toga rules, you can't wear underwear. And me at 18 being like, oh, no, but I want to wear underwear instead of just being like, I'm wearing underwear.
That seems just a way for people to be like, I'm going to pull a few people's togas up.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a toga party. Oh, this is the other part of that memory. Remember how I said that, like, on that engineering camp that everyone was just surrounded by, like, all the girls were just surrounded by, like, 10 guys each?
Yeah.
That was a toga party.
Oh.
And I remember...
Toga rules.
The guys were all doing toga rules. Oh. And I... One definitely had a boner.
Oh.
I'm just remembering it now.
Well, you would see through those togas quite easily.
Yeah, just... Well, you didn't have to see through it. It's just the shape of the sheet.
It would hold the sheet up.
It was like... It made the term pitching a tent. I was like, yeah, that's what it looks like.
I understand that term now.
Yeah. Couldn't sleep when it wasn't a huge tent. I'm telling you what. But, I just had to pretend I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And I seen, like, one dick at that point in my life. And I don't have my glasses
here at the moment.
Bit of fun. So that's what he wanted to recreate. Cool.
Good times, Nick. Thank you for that.
Disgusting. I'm just upset at, like, how much extra time. These were not dresses that they bought. These are dresses that they, like, made or, like, got out of a bargain bin somewhere. And just the extra, like, they've clearly got all these beautiful ball gowns for all the women to wear. And then they were like, we're doing toga party. And then these poor costume people had to go out and find all this crap and, like, make this shitty costumes.
It's horrible. I honestly think the girls still weren't
happy and hacked it at themselves.
I think if you just had sheets, you could have made them look better.
Yeah.
Those were horrible. Those, like,
I would have just
the way the gold was, like, sewn on.
Just, like, snagging at the fabric.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yuck.
I'm glad we've committed, like, 10 minutes to talking about these dresses because they were truly disgusting.
They were horrible.
Meanwhile, I am wearing bright blue leggings.
Yep.
And an old T-shirt from the Flat Earth Society.
I had not read that earlier, and now I'm worried about you.
Me and my housemate, my old housemate, bought these when we were, like, 19 because we thought it was funny, but now there's a bunch. This was before Flat Earth was, like, everyone knew about it. It was, like, really, really niche. And now, like, it's everyone knows that there's heaps of Flat Earthers and they're getting traction. I should probably stop wearing it.
It's crazy that people think that the Earth is flat.
Hot take.
It's crazy. Like, it is a hot take, Naomi, because...
It is. You should go on their website. It's actually really interesting, like, the science they come up with to, like,
science
back themselves up.
Can you notice how tan my legs are in this light?
Yes.
Thank you.
They're very nice. Danielle has done some fake tan. Her legs are looking good. Her feet, very white.
That's why I left my socks on.
Why did you not do your feet?
Because I always wear socks. Waste not, want not. Waste not any of the tan stuff.
You got to be careful with your ankles. So it's good that you didn't
don't do those bits.
Bother with them. Yeah. Okay. You got smooth ankles, though, like a baby.
Thank you.
And Naomi, what the fuck are we doing?
Naomi was just rubbing my ankles to feel them.
In silence.
Yeah, smooth.
Why are we doing a podcast?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Fucking hell, where are we? Oh, my God, Brittany's back. Brittany.
Brittany is back. Brittany's back, bitches.
Brittany is so new. Brittany, woo girl, who's just like wooing the whole time. So I thought we could just play a recording of Brittany because we can't do her justice.
No, nobody can do her justice.
You just have to hear her because fuck, she's funny.
She's incredible.
She's my icon. I want to go to a party with her.
And yeah, we're all really excited.
God,
as Brittany. Luckily, it's a great night because I love a little bit of dress up. Brittany is out there. Damn, girl, what you doing? Rock it out. Ooh.
Oh my God, Brittany, this girl is crazy.
Yeah. Party like 1992. Catchy's on the flip side.
New Brittany is absolutely wild.
For being responsible and respectful, Nick's coming soon.
You got it.
Need to see my good side.
The girl is just go, go, go. Go, go, go.
So strong.
Go, 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 go.
Do, 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 do. Who wants to join the conga line of fun?
She was trying to conga line all night.
Conga line of fun, but no one wants to have some fun.
Just without music.
The music's up in here. Let's be real. Boom. 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 Yeah, girl.
We're not doing a conga line.
I'll try again, maybe later.
I have realised after this that I am Brittany. Just purely from the boom. I like that Romy tried to shut her down and she was like, I'm not having any of it. Nobody is shutting me down.
Yeah, girl.
It's up in here, babe.
Oh, fuck. She's just trying to have some fun. No one wants to. I hate it when people are too cool at parties and they're like, no, I won't be doing that. And she's just like, fuck that.
She's like, I'm having a great time.
Good time, thank you. And then Nick's like, oh, yeah, this is a toga party, you know, have a few laughs, share a few grapes. And then Brittany goes, a grape time to silence. And I love that there's just like this shot of her. There's like five women on the couch and she must have been dancing for so long because she's standing in front of them dancing. Cass is the only one who's looking. The rest have just moved on to a different conversation. She's just trying to get the party started. And Cass is like, what the fuck is happening?
Cass is trying to be nice by paying her attention.
Yeah, she's just like in her. She looks like she's about to fucking piss herself. She's like, why is this happening? I love Brittany so much.
I love her so much. I also like when she introduced herself when she walked up the driveway to Nick. She was like, oh, when I saw it was you, I was like, oh, he's got to know. Me, he's gotta know me. We'll get along. He's gotta know me.
Oh, what a special soul! I love her. Like truly unique and special person.
Yeah, I also wanted to know what RSA rules there are at the Bachelor, because surely responsible service of alcohol. Like, I feel like she might have had a few too many,
or she smuggled something else in.
Yeah, she is. Off her tits.
I can't even, like, it's that's why we had to play the recording, because there's nothing funnier that we can say than her trying to start a conga line all night.
Yeah, all night.
Come on, girls. Because I can't play music, because if we play music then you can't hear what they're saying, and then you have to license the music. It's like you can't edit it together.
Yeah.
She's just like, I'm not having that. I'm not having this silent party. Make our own fun.
It's a silent disco, but who needs headphones?
I love her.
After beautiful Brittany showcases her natural talents for starting a party,
mm-hmm.
Nick pulls Tennille aside to have a chat with her and ask her who is being mean. And then Kat, Alicia, and Romy start freaking out because they're like, oh, no, we don't want that liar to throw us under the bus.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, like... Sure, she might, if you think that she's annoying, and she might have been annoying to you, but you've still been bad to her.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And also not just her.
Yeah.
It's like you've done this
to everybody.
Yeah. So they have a sit down and Nick's like, I heard that there was a bit of a ruckus last week. Yeah, she about to run away. And, you know, how do you feel now? Do you feel better? And she said, no, I feel like I'm still walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
And then Nick, it's not his first time.
Not his first rodeo.
Around the bloody, not his chopping first time block. Around the bloody greyhound track as a rabbit. He'd say something like that, I'm yeah. sure. I understand him. So he says, he basically is like, look, I have my hunches, but I just need to know who was being mean. It cuts to Kat, who's just like, can you stop talking to lame dick Tennille? She's such a fucking boring lemon. Which is so mean.
So mean.
Lame dick Tennille. Yeah. I'm going to call her that from now on. So cut back to Nick and lame dick Tennille, the bloody lemon. Nick starts treating it like she's a child who's been through trauma. He's got like three little candles on the table.
Yeah, and he's like, this area is the mean area. And this area here is the nice area. And these three candles are Romy, Kat, and Alicia. Now, if you were going to put them in a side, where would they be? And then Tennille flings them over into yeah. the mean side. Like, all of them was just bam. Yeah. And Nick is like, haha, okay.
So funny how quickly she did it. Yeah. She's like, I don't want to, like, get anyone in trouble. I don't want to cause a ruckus. And he's like, who out of these three? And she's like, duh.
All of them.
And then Tennille says, he's like, yeah, I thought that might be the case. And Tennille says, there's obviously one that's the main and the other two follow. And then we see a little, as she's saying that, they cut to Kat and then a shot of Romy and Alicia. And Nick says, she's caused a shit stir in the house and it's time to go.
Yeah.
He's had enough.
He's had enough. He looks real angry in that because he's like, as much as he's like, yeah, whatever, he's here to find a lady or whatever.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, he doesn't, like, if you were the guy on The Bachelor, if you were any, you don't want all the girls to be having a shit time.
To the point where they're literally running away.
Yeah. You just why can't everybody just be nice? It is like, at the end of the day, this is a game. Sure, there might be some feelings that get hurt or whatever. But you yeah. guys don't need to be adding to that. There's already enough pressure.
I'm going to hurt enough women as it is. I don't need yeah. anyone else to be hurting women.
Yeah.
I need to cause the pain. More than that is just unnecessary. The amount I'm doing, necessary. So then he goes and he pulls Kat aside because Alicia was like, Kat, are you going to pull him aside and talk to him? And she's like, well, I feel like if he was going to send me home, he would come talk to me beforehand. And
yeah.
the cocktail party's basically over. And then he's like, hi, Kat, can we talk? Bad sign.
Very bad omen.
And then she's like, I thought the cocktail party was over. And he's like, almost.
Nearly.
Yeah, he's being very dramatic. But then he sits her down and he says, you know, obviously there's drama in the house. But, you know, this stuff happens. People get upset. But I'm just wondering why so many times your name keeps popping up.
Yeah. That is.
She's caught.
But it's also a good way to put it. It's not just being like, you're a drama queen. It's like, no, I've heard stuff from you over and over again, whether that's the fact that I've heard you being mean or causing trouble. There's also the, like, do you want to be here? The business. Like, what are you here for? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always your name.
Yep.
And then Kat pretty much is like, ah, he's going to get rid of me. and starts crying. And then she's like, I just speak my mind. And sometimes take that the wrong way, but I have a heart of gold.
I have a heart of gold. I'm really honest. I have a heart of gold. I have earrings of gold. They're cicadas.
I'm the heart of gold, and yes, Tennille is $180 boring.
Tennille's a fucking lemon. Sorry, I'm honest.
I'm not mean.
All the other girls are like, to be fair, she is a lemon. She is honest. So she basically does a little honest shtick, which, again, is just like, what I wrote on my MySpace when I was in year 9.
Yeah.
I'm honest. Sorry.
Sorry if you can't handle it. If nothing I say can affect the way you feel, that's on you.
Yeah. You have to be okay with yourself. If you're not okay with yourself, then you need to look inside.
Should work on yourself.
I should be able to call you an absolute piece of shit with no friends, and you should be able to take that on the chin. Otherwise, you need help. She literally says that at one point. I think it's like last episode when Sneal was running away. Kat's like, oh, yeah, go run over to the friends you don't have.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's so brutal.
She's so mean. I love her.
And when Kat was crying, I was like, oh, I wonder if those are real tears.
For sure. I wrote down, she's crying, brackets, real. It's got to be real. Yeah. A, it's so hard to cry on command. Yeah. I think so. Like, I think a very select few people can do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Can you do it?
Let me say. Now I'm laughing, so I can't. You see me look off into the distance and like...
You look like you just watched an episode of The Secret World of Alex Mack and now you're trying to make something levitate.
Okay, I can't. Okay, so I can't cry on demand. Whatever.
Yeah, I think they were real tears. But also, like, I don't think they're necessarily, like, I've been called out for being mean. It's like I'm being, like, sort of called out for something on national TV.
Yeah, that is. Because then in that moment she knows how she's going to come across on TV and she's having a panic attack as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, from my perspective, you know, your name keeps popping up. Like, what? Like, this... something wrong with you, sorry.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I'm not gonna sit here and try to convince you I'm a good person, which is fair.
Yeah.
I think, what are you gonna grovel or something like that? She's like, I packed up my life in Bali, I run a business. Yeah. She runs her business in Bali.
I don't know if any of you at home knew that.
Yeah,
it's a very important business. It's called Hennessy Jewelry, Hennessii, and it is beautiful. But unfortunately, sometimes I feel like I can't give the business money. But if any of you want to give the business money, I would love that. Or get in touch with Kat. Try and get her to give me some earrings.
Get us sponsored. You know, I actually looked at the jewelry and I didn't think it was that nice.
No, I just want the bees or the cicadas, the bee but earrings.
I don't even looking at those earrings, it was like, it kind of looked like it had come out of like a shitty mold that like it wasn't quite as intricate as it could have been.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Like when you like make it, like if you made it out of like a chocolate mold and it's just like a bit thick and just like, do you know what I mean?
I just want the bees on the big hoop. I want the bees on the big hoop. God. Also, I want to see, another thing I want to see is, because a few of the other girls were wearing Kat's jewelry this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Emily was wearing some of Kat's jewelry and Cassie was again.
Cassie's so supportive of everyone.
And so I want to see after everybody's gone, if people are still wearing it. So I want to see if, like, maybe she's given a care package to a few of the girls.
She probably just let them borrow them.
Yeah. That's so you reckon they'll go now? Hmm. Interesting.
But also she could just give it to them.
Yeah.
Help advertise for sure. You know what I think is weird is that who do you think's meaner, Kat or Romy?
I think Romy.
Me too.
I think Romy is more malicious as well. I think Kat's just like a bit like young and she's getting caught up in it. Whereas I think Romy is like purposefully malicious. But also there's a thing, I read a thing saying that Romy is an actress. And then there was like a video reel of her auditioning to play Chappelle Corby in
oh my god,
in a TV miniseries drama. Yeah.
If someone's an actress, they're like, oh, they're an actress being paid to be on the show. It's like, well, technically that's true, but
not acting. I don't think that, like, you can't, if you're an actress, then you sort of need lines and stuff, like you could improv, but I don't think she would want it. Like,
she's just, that's her profession. She's not a paid, like, when you say she's an actress being paid to be on the show, people make it sound like they've come up with this fake backstory and created this character for her. It's like, no, she literally is just an actress.
Yeah. You wouldn't want like that to be you as a person.
No. I think it's a good strategy to go on this show for a lot of things. I don't think an actress is one of them, because then everyone would associate you with being on the show.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to
just be a normal person,
play any other roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Kat, even though she had nothing to do with the Tennille thing, and she says that, she's like, that had nothing to do with me. True. That was all Romy.
Yeah.
Maybe Tennille was like, there's one main one and two that follow. Maybe she was actually talking about Romy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Mm. But I think the producers were like, you need to keep Romy. So get rid of Kat so that, like you can show her that she needs to calm down or whatever. Mm-hmm.
and then get rid of Alicia or whatever.
Yeah, it's like collateral damage.
Yeah, and then you've got one left, she'll fall into place. And then...
Yeah, well, so Kat gets put in a car.
Yeah.
In that god-awful dress, which is like the saddest part about all of this, is how bad her exit outfit is.
Yeah, that is rough.
You know what? I noticed this season they don't show like the talking. Usually they show them in the limousine afterwards. Ah. Like being like, well, you know,
maybe I like nobody had or, to say.
No one. Everyone's just like, eh, yeah. I'm fine.
I'm good.
That's fine. But I also think that like the limo, they don't actually, because they don't drive them to the airport. They just like drive them around the block in the limousine and then they get them in a taxi.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kat's gone.
And then when they find out that, so when Osha comes in and announces to the rest of them that the rose ceremony is about to start, in 5 minutes' time, Kat's already gone. And then Alicia says, like, she's upset, and then she says, Kat is the life of the mansion and deserves it more than any of these losers. I was like,
why are you here, Alicia?
Yeah, why don't you want to win? Aren't you just glad that you... What?
She's the life of the mansion.
She's the life of the mansion.
These losers, these lemons. I'm
she's
over
also
it.
The ghost of the mansion, haunting the mansion. Everyone's like, I'm scared to live here when the ghost's here.
Yeah. I liked when Kat on her way out, actually they played like a little voiceover of her when she was leaving. She's like, at least I have the balls to say it to someone's face. So who's the real bitch? You.
Yeah.
You're the real bitch. You, like, we're saying a few rude things about people here. Yeah. I wouldn't say them to their face because it's mean. yeah, it's like, yeah, sometimes you just want to bitch about someone. Sometimes someone's annoying you. It's much better to say it not to them than it is to say it to them. Which
you don't
want to
ruin a relationship
understand.
Forever, you know? No. People go, I don't know, there's heaps of people that annoy me all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like to my sister, you're annoying me because you've done this, this and this this week. Sometimes I do. But it's family.
Blood is thicker than water. Yes. That's what my sister says every time. I'm like, why have you done these 7 irrational things? She's like, we're family. Oh, love you, Melanie. It's fine. If they're listening, they know. My 2 sisters know I'm talking about one of them. So they were talking. Kat gets put in the limo. Osha says Kat and Nick have been talking for some time. And they have decided that there is a misalignment when it comes to values.
Yeah.
Which is a weird way to put it. Yeah. And then basically, like, he's announcing to the kids that the parents got divorced.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And that's when, yeah, Alicia
everybody
starts
crying. Crying. Will they still be friends?
Yeah. Rose ceremony will start in 5 minutes. Which is so funny as well. So they're sitting there, and then they're on the couch, and Alicia's like, what are we going to do, dude?
Let's get into this rose ceremony.
What I loved is that they, like, rose ceremony starts in 5 minutes. These people are so mean. Usually when they cry, they do all these touch-ups. Like, they clearly didn't let Romy and Alicia touch up their makeup after they'd been crying, and they looked like shit. And
that's
I felt
so funny.
I did have a little bit of sympathy for them. Like, this is so mean. In those dresses as well.
Nothing about
Alicia's
them looking
just,
good.
Like, hacked off at the knee. And then... Yeah, Alicia's going on a little diatribe again. Tennille's a bloody snake. They just... God. Everyone looked like shit in this episode. They all look so bad. Really upset
except
about
for Tennille.
Except for Tennille.
She looked fine.
They spent like an hour on Tennille and then they're like, shit, we only have another hour.
5 minutes.
Dress the other 20 women. Okay, so he starts giving out the roses. And then we still have 3 intruders.
Yeah, Deanna, Jamie Lee...
And Brittany.
And Brittany.
Our Lord and Saviour.
Thank God for Brittany.
and so then there's 2 roses. There aren't 2 roses. So 2 people are going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, they better. The originals better stay. Again, they're like, these fucking originals. But obviously, Romy and Alicia want Tennille outskies. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
She gets given a rose. And then it gets down to the final ones, and then Romy gets the last rose, mm-hmm. leaving Alicia and new Brittany. What a loss. Oh. Couldn't you have kept her?
That's the biggest loss of the season.
It is.
Apart from Vanessa Sunshine.
She's so fun. I don't want to go to a party with her.
Yeah.
But also I'd probably, like, regret it 10 minutes.
Like, oh, my God, too much.
And then, so yeah, he calls out Romy's name last, leaving her as the only one of the three still there. And then he's like, Romy, will you accept this rose? And she says,
no, I don't think
I'm
I can.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So then they walk out, yeah, and she says, like, the most Australian. She's like, I don't reckon I can, hey.
Yeah.
And then just starts talking about how she doesn't like the process and all this stuff. And then all the girls are just, like, peeking through the window, being like, oh, and they're like, God, drama follows her everywhere.
I think she's going to go.
Yeah. And then she decides, it's so funny when she's like, I don't think I can do this anymore. And then the first thing Nick says was, you've got to do what's right. And I don't want you here if you're not in 100%. So, you know, you gotta follow your heart. Like, he's so happy. Like, you can literally see him smiling. He's like,
I'm good. She's gone. Because I reckon the producers made him keep her.
Yeah, because you can't get through, like, three villains at once. But yeah. If she's going to leave, then he was like, fuck yeah, yes, man.
I'm glad. Now we can just have a house full of nice people. I'm interested to see, because the editors all still want a bitch in the house, won't they? So are they going to make somebody else a new bitch, or do you reckon it's just going to be nice, smooth sailing from here on in?
Who would be a bitch?
Maybe one of the new intruders. We don't really know them very well.
I mean, I guess they could make anyone the bitch, hey? They could make Tanil the bitch now.
Yeah, true.
They could, like, focus in on her, like, judgmental side.
Yeah.
Just we a haven't lot of seen any of that stuff that they're, like, upset about.
Yeah. You know They've been trying to make Cass seem less crazy lately.
Yeah. Oh, I really liked her at the end of this. So it's so funny when he, like, gets her in the car. He's like, Romy, decision made. I respect that. So funny.
Adios, amigo.
Bye. And then at the very end, Cass is just like, I feel bad for him. He looks like he needs a massive hug.
Yeah.
She, like, really cares about him.
You're ready for the hug.
She's so sweet, though, because, she is, like, lovely. He, like, a woman left him. It's usually something you'd be happy about. But I was just like, oh, he looks really sad. I hope he's okay. And I'm like, Cass, you're such a sweet person.
She is lovely. That's what makes me think that she could make the final three, because I think that, like, she's, like, the thing is, she's so invested in him, and I think he would want somebody who's so invested in him.
Yeah. I'm kind of pissed off that the one thing that she hasn't got a single date yet, and Brooke's gotten two.
No, she got a single date when she went on the camping trip and they went off for the day.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
not
a little
full
bit.
Day, but yeah.
But then they spent the whole time being like, him being like, sometimes all we need is a hug. Yeah. Don't need to talk.
Yeah. Did they kiss?
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. And they've kissed. I'm pretty sure they've kissed before.
I'm pretty sure they've kissed on not lips. Oh, my God. Not face Danielle. Lips.
Oh, yuck. Why did I say yuck? I don't know. Yeah. Just the term called, not face
it's
lips.
It's respect. Naomi.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I hope they end up together.
Imagine if saying, if you don't kiss me on not my face lips, you don't respect me.
That's a new rule.
You gotta kiss me on all my lips before you leave the house every morning.
Yep.
Upset, Brittany's gone.
Yeah, what's the point? They'll have to create a villain out of thin air now. They're all gone. How do you feel about them all being gone? We're gonna miss them.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss them. I think I'm gonna miss, I'm only gonna miss Kat, because Kat was the one who I was like, oh, a bit more like lenient with. Like, I didn't think she was the worst.
Yeah. Whereas, because she was funny about it as well. Yeah. Like, she didn't just gaslight everyone.
Game on, moles. Like, it's fun. I didn't, like, Alicia, I was just like, you were sort of just a follower and not really doing. And Romy was too mean for me.
Mm. I like that Alicia on her way out was just like, bye. Bye. Nice to meet you. Good luck. See you next year. Bye.
Sorry, I fell in with the wrong crowd.
Bye, girls. Like, you are not affected by this at all.
She did not care. Well, I don't think, I don't even think the Bachelor knew who she was.
So. Still odd of him to keep her over Vanessa Sunshine, but that's fine. We don't need to talk about I'm still mad at him. Why doesn't he respect these beautiful women who deserve to stay? Vanessa Sunshine, Brittany, women who don't really care about him that much.
Well, I think for Carmageddon to happen, he needed to get rid of somebody who they'd been targeting, and it had to be like a big loss.
Yeah.
And it was her, because they'd been bullying her. And it was like, what? He can't see through it. And then that meant that he could get rid of.
She's a sacrifice.
Yeah. Sacrificial lamb.
Mm.
Poor sweet Vanessa.
My little Vanessa lamb chop.
Okie dokie. That is the end of the episode.
Oh, my God. We did it.
We got through
it. I believe we did it again. I hope this was good.
Make sure. Who knows?
It's fine. We'll find out.
Yeah, it's fine. You'll tell
us. Drop us a line. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. emails. Thanks choice. For sending us emails.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you. Naomi's going to read them and reply to them.
Yeah, I've read them all.
Delegating.
Okay, cool. I hope you can hear that. Tarzo's going off. Still need to work on that training a little bit. He's a little bit of a guard dog, which is not ideal when you live in an apartment building with hundreds of other people. Oh, well. Thanks for listening. Rate and review us on iTunes. All your reviews so far have been really lovely, so thank you for that. And, yeah, tell your friends. Follow us. Follow us. We post some stuff sometimes. It's fun.
We post a bit on Instagram.
Yep. And we'll talk to you next week.
Hooroo.
Hooroo.
Hooroo, my goo.
Hooroo. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.